All right, yes.
You know, Dan, there are two types of people in the world, the people that bob their head forward and the people that bob their head side to side. That's what I've come to realize with how we both come on air.
You just summed up life in a nutshell.
You're more of a sideways guy. I'm more of a front and back. I guess, you know what, that's why we compliment each other.
I had the neck surgery, so I really can't. It hurts when I go like that. So that's why I go like that. It doesn't hurt as much. This hurts. This doesn't.
Well,
but the more I do this, A, the more of a shit show the show becomes, and B, the less it hurts. So,
all right. Well, that's not your traditional introduction, Dan. So I'm going to say welcome everybody to another episode of Exotica TV's Happy Hour-ish. We are, Dan, we've been waiting for these days for a long time. I'm fucking exhausted.
It's been a crazy week.
It's been a crazy week. I hope it continues to be crazy. It's awesome to be back at work. My body isn't really ready for it. I don't know if my mind is ready for it, but either way,
yeah, you're sitting in front of your computer. You're making like you're digging in fucking ditches.
Dude, I know. And that's what's scary. Like, I literally...
Imagine if you had to dig ditches.
3 o'clock start. I've dug my fair share of ditches before. I was also
ditches
in much better shape. I said, oh, well. Yeah. Riches. Bitches.
Witches.
Witches. Mitches.
I've done witches.
Okay. I digress. So yeah, I don't know, man. I 3 o'clock comes around and I'm just like, I don't know if I can take this anymore, but you know what? 5 o'clock comes around and I break out the White Claw. Do you see that, Dan? I'm getting clawed, baby.
So here's the deal, dude. There was like pineapple or Trulies or something that, you know, Kathy left in my fridge.
Right.
So I was going to have one of those, but I figured you'd make fun of me for that. So I went back to the old whiskey and...
You know what, Dan? I'm going to go back to... There we go. That's much better.
That does look like us.
It really does. This is... Welcome to Exotica TV's Happy Hours 2037. Dan's 165. I'm 60.
And you're 168.
No, that's not true. So it's like looking into the future.
you have less hair there though. How did that happen? I got more hair.
I don't know. Plugs, Dan. I'm having a bad hair day actually. I was gonna go with a baseball hat. Then I rode home on my skateboard in the middle of the rain today, and basically like surfed home, and it was ugly.
People, he's 40 something years old, and he rides a skateboard.
Does
anybody else hear the Simpsons theme in their head?
There ain't nothing wrong with that, Dan. Oh, man. You know, so it's been a great week so far as we're wrapping up and everything. But on a much sadder note, and we do want to touch on this because obviously, you know, it sucks for the whole industry, but it sucks especially for us because we knew this person. But unfortunately, one of our stars that has attended our show over the years, Dakota Sky, passed away. Heard the news today, but it was
Wednesday.
Wednesday. So, that's not it. That was Bernie. Dakota, there she is. Such a cutie, man. She was so awesome at the show. She was like... She was a little fierce sometimes. She definitely like didn't take shit from anybody, but it was really sad to hear that she had passed away a couple days ago. So, you know, our condolences to her family and all of that stuff. She was kind of one of my favorites there for like a stretch of time.
Yeah, she had definitely a controversial last couple of years and a bunch of shit and some haters and some non-haters, but some fans, but yeah, man, it's it's sad when anybody that age. I mean, what was she?
I don't even know. 27
years old.
Something like that. That's just crazy. And but, Dan, yeah, you've made it 137. So cheers to you.
Anyway.
All right. So I will get the sadness stuff out of the way. Usually, Dan's the one that like goes over all the bad news in the morning or in the beginning. So I figured I'd take the fall for you, Dan.
You do that, Jay.
Fell on the sword. So what else happened this week for you, Dan?
Let's see. I spent 25 grand today buying out the lease of my car.
Congratulations.
That was painful and fun. My daughter's MacBook Air died today, so that's going to be more money. Congratulations on that.
Come on, Dan. Pretty fun day. The pick me ups. Come on, give me something good. What good has happened in the last? He turned into a robot. Dan.
Hello.
Whoa! You just
went. Here we go again, Jay.
You went way the fuck out. That was crazy.
Dude, am I back yet?
Yeah, you're back. Welcome back.
I'm all pixelated, but yeah. I don't fucking know.
Whatever. You're pixelated. Can you hear me? You're pixelated in real life. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
All right. Well, can you hear me? I don't know. Jay, I need a new computer, Jay. As soon as Chicago's over, I'm getting a new computer.
You know what, buddy? You got it. From your uncle.
I might
Jay.
Actually have to do it before that.
it might die by then. Oh man.
Yeah, it may not make it. But anyway, I don't know what the fuck's going on my screen here, so but anyway, so you know, Jay, nobody wants to look at my pixelated fucking ass.
That's very true.
So why don't we bring in our guest for tonight, or this afternoon, or wherever the fuck you are, time zone wise. Please welcome to the happy hour ish Latina MILF star, Marcela Alonso, and the Pakistani star, I guess. Well, she's not Pakistani. She's American, star. But we'll talk about that a little bit. The exotic, curvaceous, all-natural Nadia Ali. What's up, ladies?
Yeah.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
This is an Exotica TV premiere, by the way, to have somebody in an Uber on their way home from the process.
You know what? I'm going to leave the broadcast and I'm going to come back in if you don't mind.
Do you have? Okay. I'm going to kick you out. You can't leave if I throw him out. See, that's how that works. You can't fire me. I quit. So how you doing, guys? Dan, oh, here comes Dan again. He's catching an Uber. You feel better now, Dan?
That's better.
Okay.
I do. It's still shitty, but I don't know what's going on with my computer here.
No, you look crystal clear. You look as beautiful as you always do, Dan.
What could possibly go wrong? That's our motto.
So when we first started Exotica TV, it was in the very beginning of quarantine, and we knew we were going to end up online like everybody else. And we adopted the tagline of what can possibly go wrong. And over the last 16 months, we have proved continuously, week after week, what can possibly go wrong. Dan?
Yeah, well, lots of things are going wrong, Jay. My shit's all fucked up. So
you look fine on this end, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my end looks like shit and sounds like shit. But anyway, ladies. So I know Nadia, you're in an Uber. Where are you off to right now, Nadia?
I am on my way to the hotel. I just got my lashes done, and I'm not too far away. I'm in Boston.
How do you get your lashes done? How does that work? Do they like, is it like permanent? Do they glue them on there and they stay on there forever? Or is it just like a daytime thing?
It's very temporary. You have to go back for a fill every 2 to 3 weeks. So the extensions last as long as your lashes last because, you know, it's hair and it grows. So it's temporary, like nails.
Dan, I'm gonna get my lashes done. Exotica Chicago, I'm gonna like bust it out and see how it looks.
I dare you. I will pay for that. You're doing it now. Yeah. You guys heard it, right? You're my witness.
You know what? We have enough makeup artists on site that I feel like they could give me some serious curvy lashes.
No, you gotta go to an eyelash extension place, dude.
It's gotta like last until my eyelashes fall out?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. Because your lashes grow
you'll be hysterical,
nails, so.
Right? And they fall out like relatively regularly. Dan, how old were you when your eyelashes started falling out?
If I cut off my pubes, could you make those into Jay's eyelashes?
Would Jay let you put your pubes on my eyes
and not tell him?
Eyelashes,
and not tell him. I'm gonna stop manscaping. You're gonna have pube lashes.
Oh, Danny boy. What am I going to do with you?
Then you truly will be a dick. You will be a dickhead.
One day it is poop jokes. The next day it's pube jokes. I don't get it.
I think it will be the world record of as long pube lashes.
I like it. You know what? We'll call Guinness Book and see what they have to say. So, Marcella, why are you not in an Uber right now?
Because I'm at home. She is.
Oh, she's in front of the Brooklyn Bridge. I totally forgot. Either that or you could have said maybe an IKEA showroom. I think like, you know, that.
Oh, yeah, it does look like
that. It kind of does.
I'm in a man cave and Jay is in a white room.
I am. I'm in like the lightest colored room that you've ever been in. It's blinding at times. Literally the worst room that you could possibly pick to do a webcam show. Oh,
actually,
man.
You know what would make it worse, Jay? If you had my computer.
I heard you need a new computer.
That would
Dan.
Definitely make it work. I need a new computer. Yeah. That's gonna be my big FU today, by the way. Is gonna be my fucking computer.
to Jay for not buying me a new computer.
So Marcella, so you're in Brooklyn, right? So we'll touch upon it. So now I know July 1st, New York is opening back up. At least that's what they said. You know, everything's going to be open July 1st. That's what everybody's hoping. But you spent the worst of the pandemic right downtown Manhattan, you said?
Yeah, no, I was in Midtown Manhattan. I was living in Manhattan at the time. And I lived next to a NYCHA property, which is it was a home for older, low-income people. And so I remember it started like March 13th. That's when everything was shut down. Till about May, I was stuck all alone, and every night I was hearing ambulance, body bags, right in Manhattan next to it, you know what I mean, a property where it had a lot of elderly people, and so it was real sad. So, and then I couldn't order groceries. I was accustomed to ordering groceries on Prime, and accustomed of ordering, like, there was another food service that I used to get, and I couldn't even get food delivered. And to go to Whole Foods was a 2 or 3 hour wait, I remember. So I used to go to the little bodegas around the corner and that was like on 2 meals a day. So it was very, it was like something out of a movie for me. It was really, really something. Like, I think I had, out of anybody I know, I had the worst experience during the whole pandemic because like I saw the worst of the worst. But I was like the whole time I was working on, you know, doing Skype shows, working on my OnlyFans and making content locked up. So I used the time wisely, but it was bad in the city.
So what was your go-to bodega meal? I mean, if you had to eat there every 2 days or every 2 meals a day, I got to imagine familiar.
So I did have, because it was like kind of fear. Like I was like, I don't want to order food all the time, you know? And I like food, what food was actually limited for me, which was crazy because I just had like a couple of bodegas and Whole Foods was far away. And, but there was, I remember on one of the bodegas had like the best pastrami sandwich and only this one guy could make it. And I moved out of that apartment. I still miss it, but it was this pastrami sandwich this one guy made at this one spot. And I would watch him make it, so I felt kind of safe because I was like, at least he has gloves on. I was like so worried because like I would hear all night long the ambulance. So it was bad. It was bad. So And then I was
Here's a little something. Just to let you know though, you can't get COVID from food. Little fun fact.
Well, no, I was more of like the delivery guy. You know, we didn't know what it was.
By the way, it was also
I was worried about like, what if the delivery guy, like, wait a minute, he's delivering in my mind because, you know, I was hearing the news and I was hearing and I was seeing, like, when you see body bags coming out of the apartment next to you, you don't want to order no food. So I was like thinking like, well, I don't want to. You know, this Uber guy, like, whose house is he delivering to? So I was like,
right, and it was all new.
Yeah, no, well, that's new. The point. The very beginning, the first like 3 months were crazy because it was like wipe down the groceries, like walk across the street when you walked past somebody. Like I'm in downtown Philly, and it was the same way. You know, it, like you just didn't know. People
you
still thought
know,
like you could get it from your doorknob, or you could get. Now they know much better that you're. you know, as far as like infected surfaces and stuff like that, just really isn't a thing. Not to say that like if you ate somebody's snot, you couldn't get it.
So, right. You know, but I was like, if I order from Uber Eats, you know, this guy's going to pick different people's health. What if he's doing a delivery before me?
Or maybe the Uber Eats guy put his snot on your stuff. I could see that.
Yeah. Like exactly. That's how I was. But it was because not only did I hear ambulance and see, you right. know, body bags and see, you know, the ambulance taking people away. So it really was bad where I was at, but I, you know, I
yeah,
survived.
You've seen
and I
it
remember,
firsthand.
Yeah. New Yorkers.
Yeah. Like, so people would argue with me. I remember people would argue when they would live somewhere else and they would say, oh, this isn't real. I need the freedom. And which, when you live in New York, some of us don't even have a backyard, a freaking terrace or anything. Like, we just like handled it. And there's people, then it was like kind of an insult when I'd hear people in Texas go, oh, you know, this isn't right. I should be able to do wherever, go whatever. I'm like, you got a backyard. I don't have a backyard.
Yeah. No, it's, you know? So, go ahead, Dan.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Nadia, can your Uber driver hear us right now? Or do you have a headphone?
Yeah.
In? He can hear us?
Yeah. Dick shit, fuck, motherfucker, cocksucker.
So, what's your Uber driver's
name?
What's
your Uber?
He's pretty cool.
Hey, Uber guy.
He's nice.
Did you tell him he's on Exotica TV right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah. Tell him he's famous. We'll pimp his Uber ride.
We'll do. Let's get your ratings up, dude.
Give this man 5 stars.
We did
5 stars for sure.
Yeah.
The best was when we were in Atlantic City one time.
Oh, that was not the best. That was me. That was my Uber account, motherfucker.
And we went and Jay called an Uber for us and we're in there and all we tried to do is fuck with his Uber rating.
Cause I was like, I was talking shit the day before about how like my Uber rating was like 5.0 or 4.99 or whatever it was. And they were like, oh yeah, you want to see some shit? And they started inviting them to like,
we were a gay bachelor party.
It was a gay bachelor party and they were trying to pull him back to the hotel room and like to have some, I never checked my Uber rating after that again. So.
We also told the story of the one person that was there. We told the story of, was she there? What was her name? Jesus. Where we made pretend to put her in a carpet or something and put her in the trunk.
Oh, yeah. Danielle. We rolled her up in
Danielle.
Angel. We took this girl.
No, it wasn't Angel. It wasn't Angel.
Okay. Either. A different. One of my buddies. Girlfriends, and we rolled her in a piece of trade show carpet and like stuck her in the trunk and so took a picture of her like hanging out the side
and
of
we set her to this guy that had a crush on her. Albert DeBarker, that's who it was. It was what's her name, black girl.
Oh, Jasmine.
Yep. Thank you. Anyway,
that's right.
That's how we roll, Nadia.
That's that's some trade show fun for you. We just Nadia, roll people up in carpets.
Nadia, what's your Uber rating, do you know?
4.8. I'm actually taking Lyft, and my Lyft rating is 4.8.
What's your Uber driver's name?
Mine is 4.79, and I don't know what I do. Like, I don't know. They're weird in New York. Don't talk to you.
Really? Well, it's because now they're all just old. They're just cab drivers that now drive for Uber.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, like, at least my observation of this, in Philadelphia, fuck the cab drivers, like the cabs in Philadelphia, New York City, they're amazing. Like those guys, they don't really need to talk to you, whatever. They whip around, they know where they're going. They're just trying to get you in and out of their car as fast as they can. Philly, they're like,
accumulate rides.
Yeah. Philly is just like, yeah, we'll take, I know you need to go 3 blocks, but we got to go back that direction, you know, 12 blocks to circle back around, maybe take a bridge or two. Come, they just fuck with anybody that they can to try and get rates up and, you know, whatever. And so I was so happy when Uber finally took over and, you know, cabs kind of became non-existent. But now, fast forward 5 or 10 years later, every Uber you get in is that same cab driver that, you know.
Well, he said, fuck you. Yeah. I'm not working for the man anymore. I got a fucking ride. I'm going to fucking put Nadia Ali in my fucking ride and take her somewhere.
Yeah seriously.
In Boston.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, Boston. God damn.
Oh, Boston. Yep. Yeah, we love you.
Is your cab driver from Boston?
Uber.
Is your Uber driver from Boston?
Are you from Boston? My friends are asking.
We're her friends. Tell them, give them a message for me. Say, go, say, go Yankees. Say, go Yankees.
Say, go Yankees.
He said, go Yankees?
Yeah, yeah, that's what they said.
Oh, no, they...
He's gonna kick you out.
By the way, you just went down to a 4.6. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's what happened. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's a really sweet guy. He's really nice.
Send him the link. We'll pipe him in. We'll do a five-way webcast.
I love the Yankees so much. Tell him that I named it after the great Bambino.
Your sandwich shop?
My sandwich shop.
Okay. That's why Dan knows about sandwiches. He's a sandwich artist in his off time.
Wow, you just got like, look at you. You're like cool. You're going through a time.
She's in a tunnel, man. Boston's fucking.
Boston tunnel, yeah.
The big dig, baby.
I'm here, though.
Boston's a fucking train wreck to get by, get around in a
car. So you're in a tunnel and Marcella's on a bridge.
At the end of the bridge, see?
Look at that.
And Jade's in a sewer.
Does this look like a sewer to you?
No, not your house, but your fucking city does.
Get the fuck out of here.
So if you had it, Marcella, are you from New York originally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where would you what do you hate more, Boston or Philly?
I've been through Philadelphia, and I've never been in Boston.
Consider yourself lucky.
Boston.
4.2.
We're just gonna tick her down until she's like a 2.6.
she's got way more shit than that.
I was a tourist. And I took a water taxi. I've never been on a water taxi before, and I hopped on. And the guy was going like, the guy asked me, "Where am I going?" I'm like, "I don't know. Just take me everywhere."
At least, where did you end up? Did you just cruise around?
We just cruised around to Cambridge, East Boston,
Harvard,
everywhere.
Park the car in Harvard Yard.
The Rotary.
How you like them apples?
My high school girlfriend went to college right outside of Salem, and I went up to visit her. And somebody, I'm trying to drive, and we're trying to get directions. Like, go around the Rotary. I'm like, what the fuck is a Rotary? And I want a grinder. What's a grinder? This is before the app, Jay, that you go on.
It's a hoagie.
I know it's a hero. It's a hero.
It's a hoagie.
We call them heroes. We call them heroes.
Hoagie. Oh, she's back in a tunnel.
How many tunnels are there in Boston?
Yeah, back in a tunnel.
Dude, Boston is a clusterfuck. Of like driving, it is literally the worst. I mean, obviously California traffic is crazy, but Boston is just like the city was built before they actually did a grid system road, and so it's just fucking roads like in random directions in random places. You know, in New York, Philly, you can like you're on a grid system and you know where you're going. Nope, not in Boston. The roads are a lot like their people.
Roads, roads,
roads, roads,
roads. Limit, limit. Anyway, boy. So, are you still there? Are you with us?
No, she finally went through the tunnel that doesn't have cell phone reception. I'm going to guess she might come out the other end. We'll see.
That's what I'm guessing.
Or the cab driver's got her. Oh, there she goes. She'll be back.
All right. So, Marcella. So, you're Latina. You're Cuban and Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
Do you habla español? Do you speak Spanish?
Sí, yo hablo mucho español.
See, there you go, Dan.
Mi perita con los zapatos dos.
Uh-huh. Keep going. Keep going.
I just said my dog has two shoes. I think. Chicle en la basura.
Oh, man.
Gum in the wastebasket. But... So you started doing adult, I guess, at OnlyFans, right? And I know it was just not to harp on it, but I know the story.
I actually was a stripper for many, many years. So I've been in the adult industry for a long, long time. But before OnlyFans, you know, like there was a period of time where I just stopped doing it stuff, you know. And then I got on OnlyFans like in 2017 before it was a thing, so... Started
and
early
now
yeah, now it's a thing. Now it's like my biggest money. But I also love sex pamper.
Okay.
I like sex I like Sex Panther a lot. That's a great platform.
What is Sex Panther for those that don't know out there?
Sex Panther, they can call, they can text me, and then now they have an option where they can do video chat. So I love it. Because
they have their own little Exotica TV with you.
Yeah, like, so anybody, I have a lot of people that like to do Skype. So what's good about, sometimes the Skypes go in and out or whatever. So what's great about Sex Panther is they can just do like a video call with me like that. And I like that. I like it a lot. So
has anybody ever video called from a tunnel in Boston by any chance?
I'm getting shit.
No.
I've had a lot of people do video calls with me.
We kid.
And they're in their car and they're hiding out. Like, I've had that happen a lot.
Interesting. So, the video thing, is it strange to, like, be able to associate a face with, like, you know, after doing OnlyFans or, you know, being a content provider like that, all of a sudden you, like, see, like, that live person in front of you? Do you prefer it? Did it take you a little bit to get adjusted to it?
I really like the interaction with all my fans. I like that. Like, I like, you know, chatting with them. I like when they call me on Sex Panther. I love when they do video calls. Like,
well, boy, do we have a trade show for you.
Yes. I've been to Exotica.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
And then Nadia. Yeah. So, Nadia, you do OnlyFans also, as I can see. You're only one Nadia Ali on there.
I started doing OnlyFans in 2018. And stopped doing OnlyFans to focus on opening up my salon box back in 2018. But then in end of 2019 in December, I started it again.
Perfect timing.
Really, yeah. So then 2020, you know, things started getting more crazier and crazier. And I had to close my salon and I started focusing on OnlyFans more and having like small OnlyFans parties with my girlfriends that are part of that as well. And yeah, so I'm doing great on OnlyFans. I'm sure I'm not making as much as Marcel is because she is a veteran in this.
OG.
Yes, OG OnlyFans.
With the cyber daddies. But definitely a great passive income.
For sure.
So, and your salon. So, Jay, I bet you can't guess what kind of salon she owned.
Eyelashes.
Fucking yeah. So yes, can you do your own eyelashes?
No, I can't. I can't do my own eyelashes. That's why you went
somewhere else.
You have to close your eyes and get your lashes done.
So what you're saying is you could do my eyelashes.
Yeah, I can do your eyelashes.
And you could do her eyelashes.
Ask the Uber driver if he'll let you do his eyelashes by any chance. Excuse me, sir. What do his eyelashes look like? Does he look like he needs some work or do they look okay?
Oh my gosh. You know, my rating is at 4.8. You're going to drop me to 4.5. So quick.
You're below that already. So true story. My brother.
Wait, what's that? Hold on a second. Eyelashes. We have the Uber driver on the other line. No, I'm just kidding.
My brother has super long eyelashes. And when he was a kid, everybody would say, oh, what beautiful eyelashes you have. And my mother got so pissed because he went in the bathroom. I mean, he was probably like 6, 7, and he cut off his eyelashes.
Oh my god!
I heard that. Did he walk around bumping into things, or was he still able to navigate?
That's whiskers.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
That's my whisker impersonation, Jay.
I thought that was more of like a walrus.
No, that's like the guy from the.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Dan? How do you? There you go. That's a good walrus. You actually. You could do it.
I had the Fu Manchu mustache, the walrus mustache for a while, remember?
Cuckoo Kachu.
Cuckoo Jew. I am the walrus. They don't know that, though. But
no.
So I mean, you guys both had, like, kind of, like, interesting, like, careers in adult. And, like, what is your, like, favorite, like, memory that you've taken out of this thing so far, Marcella?
With all the adult work, our favorite memory?
Yeah. Like, just out of all the crazy experiences I'm sure that you've had, like,
thank
you, sir. We appreciate all your hard work today.
Okay.
You did a great job. 5.0. All right, great.
Gosh, I have to think.
At J okay. Handy is his Uber. So I mean, you know, like when you're at like a cocktail party and you're meeting people, what do you do for a living? You know, and it's like, oh, that, you know, you must have a great story. What's the first story you tell?
Well, you know what? I really did enjoy before the pandemic when I was like, you know, I was still doing OnlyFans and I think I was working on Fan Central. I went to Exotica. Like, that was a lot of fun.
Which one did you go to? Jersey?
Jersey, of course. Jersey. It was the Jersey in 2019. Like, I did have a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. And I was looking forward to going to more, you know, but unfortunately, you know what I mean? So I have to say that's the most fun. Like, I'm looking forward to the next one and hopefully I can go to Miami in September.
Good news. Yep. We'll be in Miami in September. Yeah. We'll be in Jersey in October. But before that, we'll be in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. 33
days.
But I don't know.
And more good news, we'll also be making our debut in Washington, D.C., which is very close also, Marcellus. So
there you
December
go.
3rd through
beautiful
5th,
city.
We're in Washington, D.C. Actually, just outside Dulles Airport, Chantilly, Virginia. Even better news, there's an Arby's and a Chick-fil-A in the parking lot.
This, listen, we ask the big questions when we go down to these site visits. We're like, you know, we have a very specific list of demands. This one, we picked it up because it had an Arby's in the parking lot.
Do you know I won Father of the Year, Jay? Because you know they now sell the filet sauce in like the supermarkets now?
Like Chick-fil-A?
Oh, they do.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A
yeah,
sauce.
Dude, so I had like I got like the stand-up one or whatever that my kid – my son is a like a sauce addict. He just like – I don't think he eats anything without sauce on it.
That's my kid.
It's like, dude, I mean he'll eat – so my wife is Chinese – obviously kids are half Chinese. She cooks a ton of Chinese food. They have like, they put hoisin sauce on anything. Like literally like a bowl of white rice. They, oh, look at this. She's like all situated. Holy cow. No more tunnels. Kids. Look at it.
No more fanny pack.
Damn. Even better. Look at this. Now I would upgrade your Uber rating.
Let me get my titties together.
Okay. Perfect. So, all right,
Jay, you were talking about Chick-fil-A.
I don't know.
Sauce.
What was I saying? I totally lost.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, I do. By the way,
put hoisin sauce on everything.
So,
hoisin sauce. Thank you.
The other sauce that I tried the other day, my kid ordered a what's that? What's the boy band? The K-pop boy band. They have like a special McDonald's like Happy Meal edition or whatever, and they have like this spicy Asian sauce that comes with the chicken McNuggets.
Sriracha?
It's like a, it's more like a like sweet sauce. No, it's more like a spicy sweet sauce. I forget even the name of the band. I don't know. It was pretty good though.
I was gonna say something inappropriate, but I won't.
Yeah, good thought, Dan.
You can, right?
You can. Dan can't. He's under a gag order.
I don't want my Exotica.tv rating to go down.
Yeah, exactly.
It's already a 1.2.
It really is. That was my grade point average after my freshman year
you know
in college.
By the way, Jay, I got a brilliant idea. We're gonna talk about this afterwards.
Okay.
I got a good idea.
Okay. You're writing it down so you don't forget it in your old age?
So I don't forget it.
Good.
Yes. But I wrote down the word, but it's just not going to probably make any sense to me after I'm like a little
say
bit
the word.
This. And a little bit more of this.
we'll wait.
So going back to Marcella, so you and I just meet for the first time. We're at a cocktail party. Marcella, what do you do for a living?
I'm a content creator.
What is a content creator?
I make my own content and sell it on different platforms.
Good answer.
So, what is your favorite story for being a content creator?
My favorite story, the time I got to go to Adult Expo.
There you go.
What Adult Expo would that be? Yeah. Don't kiss our asses.
I got to dress real slutty and walk around and have fun and meet other entertainers.
Dan does that at every show, too. I tell him he's got to tone it down, but.
Jay tries to look all sexy riding his skateboard through the hall. We used to have Segways.
Those were fun.
The best. Until a girl like Jessica Drake gets on it and wrecks, but then it's even more fun because it's kind
of. Did Jessica wreck? Was she one of
them? She wrecked. Tegan wrecked.
There's a few people that wrecked.
The general manager of the Miami Beach Convention Center wrecked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We got yelled at for taking an elevator in L.A.
That was L.A. Who cares?
That was L.A. So, Nadia, what is your favorite adult story from the industry? Like, what's your go-to story? You have somebody's in your chair. I'm getting lashes. And, you know, like you say, like, oh, this is my side hustle. I also am a content creator. Oh, very interesting, Nadia.
Dan's now interviewing himself.
I'm just having conversations with the voices in my head.
Really, I'm just a content creator at the moment, and I dance and do content with my friends. Also, you know, I don't have the salon anymore. During the pandemic, most storefront entrepreneurs have been affected. I was definitely one of them. So that's that. But my favorite moment in the adult industry would have to be doing an interview for Refinery 29, like kind of a day in the life of, you know, me being a Pakistani porn star and the things, the controversy that I kind of went through. So I really like that I did that documentary with Refinery 29.
Very cool.
So, and for those who don't know, and I know it's something that you say you have regret about it now, but back in, what was it, like 2015, you did a movie and you wore traditional Pakistani garb in it, and people like really got pissed off about the whole thing.
Well, I wore the Islamic Muslim attire, and you know, I pissed a lot of people off, and I was looking for a quick buck, but it turned into a huge controversy, which led me to being banned from Pakistan.
Your parents obviously know what you do, right? And they heard about the whole thing?
Yeah. They heard about that.
They know me. Okay, because I had an ex-sugar daddy and basically told my family everything.
So somebody ratted you.
But sugar daddies go wrong, Jay.
Sugar daddy's so wrong. I broke up with him to get in the porn industry. So
sugar daddy scorned.
Hell hath no fury. Like,
how bad do you have to like have it though to be like willing to just blow somebody's spot up like that to their parents? Like, that's fucked up.
That's pretty fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
That is fucked up.
It really hurt that I broke up with him to go pursue my porn career.
Well, you know what? Sugar daddy be hating.
So, Marcella,
so I know you do a lot of stuff, and we've had all sorts of people on, you know, the show, you know, over, you know, so besides being our first, you know, for 58 times that we've done this show approximately, you know, being in an Uber for the first time. But
and
I mean,
tunnels.
So you were a lot of people tell these stories like they, and we found out all sorts of things, like people do sounding videos. Jay was horrified by that.
I was.
You know, we've heard poop stories and on these. You know,
we had things. Almost like an entire poop episode like 2 weeks ago.
I'm the guy to buy clothes all the time for me. Like, I literally bought something like a little pajama from Fashion Nova, and I sent out a video. I made a quick video, and then I sold it. And the guy's like, "Oh, I want that. I want that whole set from you, and I want you to wear it for two nights." And I said, "Well, I just got it," and he literally like bought it. I said, "He just give me a price." I just said $120, and he literally like just bought it from me. So I'm having a lot of guys literally buy clothes right off me. Like what I'm wearing or whatever. So that's another thing.
That cat is hypnotizing me. I can't look at anything but the cat.
Dan, are you getting, like, is Marcella's audio a little weird?
Yeah, it's like echoing.
Marcella, could I kick you out and have you come back in just see if that clears it out?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Just ring back through. All right. Yeah, she sounded like she was like in an echo chamber.
Yeah, like a robot. Dude, I had a dream last night, by the way.
Nice Mr. Zill shirt.
Thank you. Did you ever see that movie Real Steel?
There you go. Let's hear you.
With the fighting.
Hello.
There you go. Way better.
Back again. Okay. Back again.
I'll tell you about my crazy dream later. But anyway. All right, so continue. I'm sorry. So.
Oh, what was I? Where was I at about the.
Oh, yeah. They just buy clothes off of you.
Yeah, like, no, I've had underwears, bathing suits, like they've been lately, like there's a site called My Sexy Auction, and I listed and this, and I couldn't believe, like, right away stuff sell. Like, I have to go on there and take stuff off. So even on my OnlyFans or whatever, like that's a big thing. Like, and I don't mind. I'm like, I've sold a pair of old stripper shoes I've had.
We see it at Exotica though. Like there are girls at the end of the show, they're like their pop-up signs and stuff that they do. They'll put like a for sale sign on it on Sunday, like when the show opens, just because they don't want to carry it home and you know, whatever. Right. Gone. Like just like you know, anything that's not nailed down is out the door.
These girls like they'll wear panties the day before or whatever, and then they'll sell them the next day kind of thing. Do you hear what I stole one time, Jade? Jade knows my story. So Dan sold his labia. At one point, I owned a website much like My Sexy Auction. It was called Erotic Bid. We sold it to the guys that owned Rick's Cabaret, but it was like the porn eBay. This is like in the early 2000s. Like, you know, I was a trailblazer, Jay.
You were.
We ended up selling it. But,
they did it by carrier pigeon.
We sold, the best thing we ever sold was, it was a porn star. Her name was Houston. And she didn't like her labia, so she got a labiaplasty, and we sold her labia that was cut off.
Oh my god!
What
the fuck up?
Google it.
Sorry.
We sold it to Dennis Hoff, the late Dennis Hoff at the Bunny Ranch. The late Dennis Hoff.
I wonder what he did with it. Where do you think it is now?
It was like the last I heard. It was actually in like whatever the fucking waiting room. It was like sealed in like Lucite kind of thing.
Didn't he go bankrupt at one point? So he had to probably fire sell that shit.
Labia.
He probably did. It probably got seized because the running joke was at one point the federal government seized the Bunny Ranch.
That was the Mustang Ranch.
Oh, it was the Mustang.
That's wrong ranch.
See? Okay. Well, so
that's my prostitution history.
So maybe your labia is still there.
Joe, I forgot the last name, but it begins with a C because there's a movie about it.
So it was
the Love.
Right. Ranch. Okay. Cooter? Did you say Cooter?
Cooter.
Did I catch a cooter in there?
Cooter. Oh no, I forgot what it was called.
Cat house. Seriously.
Cat house.
Well done.
Yeah.
Cat house?
Not cat house. It was called Love Story. And it had, I forgot the actress. It had an actress that's a well-known actress.
Cat house was a reality show. That was the Bunny Ranch.
This was called Love. I want to say the Love Ranch. And it was about the Mustang Ranch. And how the wife had an affair with a boxer. And that was like a true story. And I think the owner killed the boxer or something like that.
I just like the term hoe history, actually.
Hoe history. Yeah, I know my hoe history.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Jay, you know who's going to be at Exotica Chicago? The Godfather. You remember the Godfather from WWE?
I was a very light WWE watcher, so I can't
say. He played
the pimp
and he said, everybody get aboard the hoe train. Anyway. Jay, you know what? I'm having fun. I'm having fun, Jay. You know what it's time for, Jay?
What time is it, Dan?
Little lightning round.
Lightning round?
The lightning round.
Okay, I got you. What happened to Cat's Curious?
She doesn't want to do it anymore.
Side to side, Dan. Don't hurt your back.
It's my neck.
All right,
so lady, I'm going to ask you a question. Just quick, short answer. Don't need to explain it really, unless we ask you to. But the first thing that pops,
and even then, you don't have to.
Jesus, what the fuck is that thing? What the fuck?
It's a hairless cat.
Bro, you keep rats in Massachusetts?
Dude, call the manager. That thing
is a hairless cat.
I've never seen that. That scared me.
Holy Jesus Christ.
That and giant robots. That was my nightmare last night, but we'll talk about that again later. Holy shit. Yeah, but dude, if I'm allergic to it, my dog, I'm not shaving my dog.
You don't shave him, he just doesn't have hair.
She's that breed. She's hairless.
But she does have eyelash extensions, so...
I'm making a note for when I write the description of the podcast, the words hairless cat.
Look at it, it's in the corner. Look at it. Oh my god!
Was it just drinking
coffee? It looks like the Crypt Keeper. Look at him.
My precious.
He's in my precious. My precious.
I'm sorry, Nadia.
That thing is going to steal a drink. Look at him.
Ball,
oh my
hairless,
god.
So,
dude.
That is awesome.
Shit. Oh, you should see my dog.
I want to see my dog.
My dog has a little.
Her dog is gorgeous.
He's very fly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's talking before. My girlfriend was doing, what's that shit where you, like, watch pets and stuff and dogs?
Pet sitting?
But there's an app that has it.
Petsitter.com?
It's an app. Yes, pet. Yeah, I think it is,
actually. Is it really?
I think so. Okay. But anyway, she was watching this dog, and it was this hairless dog. His name was Spunky. And it was also deaf. So, like, it didn't have enough shit wrong with it, like not having any fucking hair. Couldn't hear either. Anyway, couldn't hear people mocking.
So, wait, would I'm allergic to cats. Would I still be allergic to that cat? No?
No.
Okay.
No. Jay, I'm getting
Dan, you ready to go for the... Wait, hold on a second. We're gonna go to the lightning round. Here we go.
We played this already, Jay.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I am. I'm just restarting it for you.
All right,
we got off topic because of Precious.
We're going to start with Marcella. Ready?
Okay, go for it.
Marcella, where do you not mind waiting?
Where do I not mind waiting? I don't like to wait in doctor's office.
No, but where don't you mind waiting?
Oh, where I don't mind waiting. Restaurants or bars. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nadia.
He's back again. It's gonna steal your soul.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm not looking at it.
Okay, Dan, next question.
All right, next question. Nadia, is there an app that you hate but you use anyway?
TikTok.
That's a good answer.
Good answer. I hate TikTok. I do all the trends.
I do all the trends and like all the trending songs, all the trending dances. But like what the great thing is about it is the algorithm. The algorithm skyrockets. Like, I love the algorithm. I love how the views are on there. I love how fast you can get your following. But you can't twerk. You can't, certain things you can't do is provocative. They banned you right away. I'm on my
first. Oh, yeah, they took down so many of my TikToks, and now I don't even fuck with it. Because I'm like,
what's the popular song right now that everybody's dancing to? And Jay, can you play it?
Tell me.
Maybe we can go viral, Jay. Jay, you can do the dance. Jay has two dance moves. He has the Caddyshack gopher kind of move.
The Caddyshack gopher.
Then he also has the robot. He does the robot too.
I'm trying to remember.
Anyway, the stupid Drake song that people were getting out of the car, but that was so, 2019.
Yeah.
That
was...
Kiki, do you love me?
That was, that was the one. See, Dan? Oh, wait.
I can't remember any TikTok trends.
There's a Caddyshack gopher. Yep. And there's a robot. Kiki,
do you love me? It's when people say you never ever leave from beside me,
because I want you. And then you get out of your car and get run over.
That dentist went viral. That all of a sudden he had like ladies lining up for him to that song. There was a dentist that in South Carolina that he went viral to the song, and like women were like, "I've got my checkup already lined up."
See, it wasn't dental school or probably a fantastic 401k. It was the fact that he did the Kiki dance on TikTok.
Oh, he got so much attention from that. He literally went viral.
Oh, yeah, Shiggy? Yeah.
See?
All right, so
Dan,
we're
like 12 minutes into the segment. You've asked two questions. There's nothing lightning about this. Nothing lightning.
That's why we call it lightning. It's funny. Marcella, what is the stupidest thing besides coming on Exotica TV that you've ever done on your own free will?
Stupidest thing. I can't think.
I really get along, you know?
I can't really think of anything stupid that I...
All right, I'm going to fill in on this one. Stupidest thing that you ever did? Is that the question?
On your own free will.
I one time took LSD and I hiked down to an Amtrak train track. And when it comes by at like a million miles an hour, you'd have to hold onto a tree or else it would suck you in. And so we would all go down there and we'd hold onto the tree as it came by and it would try and suck you in. But as long as you stayed held onto the tree, you were totally fine.
Oh my God.
Do I win?
Well, I think any story that begins one time when I took LSD, you won. Nadia.
It's a long time.
If you could lock one person in a mental institution besides Jay, who would it be and why?
This manager from Rhino in Vegas. His name is John.
Oh, I know him. Yeah.
Wait, I gotta hear more. There's more to this story.
I know him. I know him. He actually liked me, but I was blonde at the time, so maybe that's what it was. He has a lot of haters.
Was he crazy?
Right? I have auditioned there 36 times. It from when I was 22 years old, and I'm turning 30 next month. In that time period, I have auditioned 30 plus times, and he always told me to tighten up.
He has a thing for blondes, because when I worked there, he liked me, but at the time I was blonde. Like, I know that. So he has a lot of haters, though. Like, he's not a fan of brunettes at all. I've been brunette now for a long time, but back then I was blonde. But I know that's, like, I've heard that over and over again, and it was nothing about weight or size or whatever. If you were blonde, you were in. were brunette, like.
Next time, just wear the blonde eyelashes and see what happens.
That would be fucking freaky. Marcella, yeah, if you could give a wedgie to any historical figure, who would it be?
George Bush.
George Bush,
senior? Okay.
The senior. The other one, yeah.
Like when he was still alive or now that he's dead?
When he was alive, yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
That would have been fine.
Really? George Bush out of all the people? Oh, we lost Nadia.
I remember when, you know what was crazy? When 9/11 happened, I had a sex dream with George H. Bush, and he was like doing me good. I'll never forget that. Like right when, and I told my friend the next day and she goes, oh, I had Juliana. Like,
Juliana?
She goes, I go, you did? I was getting it down with George. It was,
I mean, I got to tell you.
I never had a sex dream about any politician, but I remember, and I woke up and I told my girlfriend, and she goes, you know what? I was doing Rudy Giuliani, and he was fucking me anal like that. Like, I remember.
So all right, she reconnected. Well, everybody got a drink.
Huh?
And I had a dream last night about giant robots, but it wasn't a sex dream. But anyway,
sure was.
Nadia, do you believe in psychics? And how come do you never read about a psychic winning the lottery?
I do believe in psychics. I believe that everybody that is trying to be a millionaire or billionaire should definitely have a psychic. So their next move could be their best move.
You should get that on t-shirts. I could sell that. Your next move could be your best move. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Was that like a what's his name? Zig Ziglar quote or something?
Yeah. So what was the question about the psychic?
Oh, you should have said you believe in it. How come they never predicted the lottery numbers? But that's stupid. I'm a dummy. Marcella.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. If you could disinvent one thing, what would it be?
An Android phone. I don't like Android phones. Okay. I just like iPhones.
I don't like Android phones.
I talked a bunch of shit on Apple before the iPhone 1, 2. And then when I got like the 3 or whatever, I was like,
am I the one who like turned you over to Apple? I think I am.
And Ted was the one that really put him. Yeah, I mean, he was always a Mac guy or PC or our designer. And I used to talk a bunch of shit about it, but I made the switch and now I'd never go back.
All right.
I'm converted.
Nadia.
Nadia, Apple in general.
You an elephant. You can't give it up.
Excuse me?
I just gave you an elephant. You can't give it up. Okay. You got to keep this fucking elephant. What are you going to do with this elephant?
I'm gonna intimidate people.
Like how?
Just gonna make it fight, obviously.
I'm gonna make it thump.
There you go.
Do you know elephants are the only animal that cannot jump? Dude, that fucking cat looks at me one more goddamn time. I'm fucking leaving.
When he puts his feet down, you know? When he puts his feet down.
I'm sure.
Oh, you know, there's a fact about elephants that nobody knows about.
They can't jump.
Then you would know it.
Elephants have baby showers. When they're pregnant, they have baby showers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I did not know that.
What not even that. I just found out on TikTok like 2 days ago.
It's got to be true. It's got to be true.
Okay, let's see. Marcella, your last question. You ready? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite joke? And you got to tell it to me right now.
What's the difference? This one's an old one that I learned. I remember hearing it when I first started dancing. What's the difference between a drug dealer and a prostitute? The prostitute can wash her crack and resell it.
That was good.
That was good.
That
was
good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. And your last question, Nadia, ready? This is very apropos. What's the wildest thing you've ever done in the hotel room?
Oh, God.
I mean,
for her, probably slept. Like that, you know, I mean, all the other wild stuff is probably the normal stuff. And like the normal stuff probably doesn't happen. So
I basically was up for 2 days on Molly.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Did you happen to go to any train tracks by any chance?
Did she say, get the fuck off of me?
I was up for two days and my husband was sleeping and I was just admiring him. Like, he's so handsome while he's asleep. Because I'm up for 2 days.
It's a lot of a lot of admiration.
How does your husband feel about that cat?
Thinks it's ugly as fuck. We should get a Frenchie.
Oh, poor guy.
What's the cat's name? Sorry, hating on your cat, but
Prada.
I'm not hating on him. I like him. He's freaky looking. That's a good thing.
What's your cat? My husband would rather have a Frenchie. So yeah.
Okay.
Dude, it's sitting up. It was Jay. It was just standing and giving me the finger. I swear to God.
Was it wrinkly?
Oh my god!
It's very wrinkly.
Okay, Dan, are we done with the lightning round now? I'm taking this down.
We're done with the lightning round. Okay. Oh my god, Jay!
Thank you.
Holy shit!
Nicely done.
So, Nadia, if you come to one of the Exotica shows, you got to bring Prada.
Oh, okay. I'll bring Prada.
I'll apologize to him.
Well, I mean, if that thing is in Boston, then I got to imagine it travels, right? Does it ride a broomstick, or does it like come on the plane?
And
it makes noise.
What do you do for the cat litter? Just you buy the cat litter in the city?
Dude, he just said, fuck you.
hey, fuck you, Dan. Fuck you, Dan. Look at him. He does look like a rat from the backside, though. And trust me, I'm in Philly. I know what rats look like. We have him in my office.
Not really. Dude, well, we went down to New Orleans, and we're sitting. Yeah, we went down there, and we were hanging out. We stayed at this cool hotel. And at night, the fucking, like, the bar, the hotel turned into, like, the spot. And we look at it, and this, like, woman had a fucking pineapple, like SpongeBob, with a fucking opossum in it.
Oh, my God.
It was the creepiest thing.
And we looked at whatever the possum had, like, more followers than we did.
He really did. He was like,
there's a lady that goes around in Brooklyn that has a dog.
You should see Marcella's dog, Superfly, so cute.
Let me see if he's
what's your dog's name?
Hold on, let me get him 1 second. One of the dogs,
so cute. He had a when I seen him, he had a dog chain and a Hawaiian t-shirt on.
Are you sure you weren't on Molly?
So fly.
Was he as attractive as your husband at the time?
Yes.
Oh my god, damn.
Hold it there. I want to get my dog to see this cat.
No. Why does every show turn? There you go. John Beach called this, by the way. He said he knew it was about time for Dan to take out his dog. So.
Fuck yeah, my dog's cool as fuck. What the the fucking dog?
Oh, look at him. He's badass. He's got a shirt on.
Jerry Shepard.
Can he have a different shirt?
Look at her dog. So cute.
Dude, he is
a gold snake.
He's
straight gangster, man. Look at that dog. He looks a little high, though.
Who, me?
He probably is.
Jay, you're not
your
high
puppy dog.
Yeah.
What's that dog's name?
The other one. We've just descended. This is.
Oh, nip slip.
He was sleeping.
See, Dan, John Beach called it.
Fuck you, John Beach.
My big fuck you.
I'm kidding, John. I'm kidding. Dude, my dog's fucking dope as fuck.
He's a New Yorker.
That dude is pimp. Look at him. He gets all the ladies.
But she also has a German Shepherd. So how do they get along?
Yeah, he's around here if he comes.
Is it like Pinky and the Brain?
The best would be if the little dog fucking like was fucking the shit out of the fucking German Shepherd.
No, this dog he'll tell the German Shepherd off. Like he actually punks him because he's older than the German Shepherd.
He looks like he's got an attitude.
Yeah, he does. If you don't hold him right, if you don't pet him, yeah, he's something else.
That is hilarious.
He talks his shit.
He wears more jewelry than I do.
Right, Bo?
Bull.
Dogs.
His name is Bull.
I'm making all sorts of those here, Jay. Dogs in Hawaiian shirts.
He might deserve his own show.
This is crazy.
Right? You deserve your own show? Huh? What do you think?
Jay, no matter what kind of question you ask me, I will never lick you in your face.
Just once. Just once.
Nope.
Dan. Dan. Come here, Danny.
Cheeky.
Do you love me?
Never.
Oh my God! Just when you. Thank God we have trade shows to go back to because.
All right, Jay. You know what we gotta do.
We
gotta wrap this fucking shit up.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because we've been. It's an hour and three-ish, and we gotta go into our big fuck you.
My newest invention
here
is
called. Damn! I'm clicking buttons. Oh.
There we go.
Well.
All right, so this is a segment of our show.
Look at him, he's dancing.
Little ending to our show, I guess, is the way for us to air our grievances. No, it's not what everybody wants to say to me right now. Or maybe it is.
Yo, that's exactly what the cat wants to say to you right now. It's basically what this is.
But this is. I'll start us off this week, Jay. So, okay. My big fuck you is, so I live in the suburbs of New Jersey, which Jay is going to say smelly and all that shit, but we'll skip that whole part.
Goes without saying.
Mm-hmm. But what I will say is that, we a lot of people here, we're in the suburbs, and, I have one of those Ring doorbells. And with the Ring doorbell, right, you get, alerts. You sign up on this thing, and it's neighborhood alerts. Sometimes they wake me up in the middle of the night because I can hear the text message go off with the thing, whatever. Here are the alerts that they send. And these are my fuck yous are the people who give me meaningless shit to fucking do. So I got to bring these up on my phone. While we were doing the show, for example, it was very important for somebody to tell me that 4.1 miles away in a town that I try never to go to, a fire reportedly broke out. Not even reportedly, that it broke out around the 100 block of Howard Ave. Stupid.
This is
right?
Traffic alerts on Exotica TV. Stay away from Howard Ave. There is a
crime.
Structure fire.
Someone vandalized. I don't know if you can see this.
You can if you hold it up to the screen. There you go.
Somebody vandalized our mailbox.
Okay, so.
Again, all car, one car, 3 miles away. Four tires punctured. But the best is people. Somebody put, there was a bear walking around their house.
Oh, wow.
A bear in New Jersey.
It's a dog.
It's a fat It's not dog. A bear off of, not like the bears that Jay's used to throw on Grindr, but a bear walking around the neighborhood.
Like a real bear.
And then, the best is they always put the fox. I like to fuck with these people. There was a fox walking around. Hey, somebody vandalized my mailbox. I type back, maybe it was the fox. Somebody put a fire broke out. I'm like, oh,
maybe
no, I hope it wasn't the fox.
Did they light the house on fire or did they blow it down? Because it could have been the big bad wolf.
And the worst part is people just get mad at me for saying these things about the Fox. So my big fuck you is to you guys. Report fucking real shit that matters. I don't even want to fucking, I don't want to hear about Bears broken mailboxes or your fucking tires, all right? If you live right on a corner from me, then tell me about your fucking tires or Bears or whatever. But I'm done. Fuck you. Ring doorbell, neighborhood alert, motherfuckers.
Okay. There you go. Nicely done, Dan.
Thank you. I put thought into that, Jay.
You did. I'm impressed.
Structure.
All right. Who wants to do next?
Oh, I have one.
Okay. She's a New Yorker. She's got a long list.
Optimum cable in Brooklyn is terrible. Like, I used to have the cable system, but the internet now, and I just pay for the internet, and it goes in and out. I'm lucky today it's, like, working. But, you know, my business depends on the internet, and fuck you, Optimum, as a company, all, because they suck. They go in and out. They dominate Brooklyn, and... Fuck you to the damn internet cable company, Optimum.
All right,
there. Fuck you,
Optimum.
Fuck you, too.
Boo.
Yeah.
All right. Nadia.
You're up, Nadia. Fuck you guys for fucking up my Uber rating. It's 3.2 now.
Yep. Where'd you go?
There she is. There you go.
She must have Optimum.
It's
bad.
I'm
they lost
it. Oh, time to drink.
She said, fuck you, Jay. That's her big fuck you. I can't. I'm fucking no more drink.
Eat the glass. I'm going to go ahead and wait for her for about 3 more seconds.
You know what would be tragic? And I hate this. I'll be watching. So there's actually a channel I enjoy, the Access TV. You know, with all, they have all the cool music shit.
Music, right.
For some reason, that shit pixelates. I recorded something the other day. I went to go fucking watch it. I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. It was like live from Daryl's house with somebody.
Yep.
And it was all pixelated. It just fucking froze up. I was like pissed. Anyway, you there, Nadia?
Yeah, I'm just having your voice is a little staticky.
Huh. She's a little staticky.
It's yours.
Oh, I kind of hear myself.
I don't know what's happening, Nadia.
I'd kick her out, see if she tries again.
No, it's definitely her shit. Anyway.
You know what, Dan? I'm going to jump into mine, right?
Go ahead, Jay.
Should I?
You jump into yours.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going to come right out front in the front end and tell you what gets my big fuck you, and then I'll explain, because I don't want it to come off wrong. So my big fuck you this week is to money grabs, which in a post-quarantine world, like, it's happening more and more. But the reason I say that, and the one in particular, is because my kids' school just announced for next year the new uniform policy in Philadelphia public schools. Kids have to wear like a golf, button-down golf shirt or whatever, and a pair of khakis.
So they can get used to being in the country club.
Apparently. So, well, yeah, in the Philadelphia public school system. I wouldn't exactly call that the cream of the crop. Anyways,
more like orange onesies.
This year. That was pretty good. They announced next year that you are no longer able to go out and purchase your said golf shirts and khakis. You have to buy their t-shirts. The public school system. So now, instead of being able to go to Old Navy and buy a $5 or $10 polo shirt, you have to buy your entire kid's uniform through the school system, and it has to be it's a t-shirt and a pair of pants. But
is it cheaper?
They charge it's like between $20 and $25 per shirt. It's a t-shirt to buy the kids.
T-shirt.
And so, like, obviously,
that's right there. Somebody's banking off the parents. Yeah, like, that's
money grab.
And
money grab.
And there's the problem. Like, listen, I'm all down with getting more money into school systems. I'm more down with being able to, support the cause. But the idea, especially in a public school, that you're going to require parents who easily 30, 40, maybe 50% of kids in the public school system are underprivileged to begin with, that they're now going to have to go out and buy a $3 t-shirt from a school for $20 a piece. It's fucked
up.
What
if you can't afford that shit?
They have the little caveat at the bottom, like if you are financially, unable to do this, like please let us know.
I'm, you know what? I'm financially unable to do this because
aren't we all
like fucking intelligent?
But it really, it just seemed like a system that was fixed that was never broken. You know what I mean? And an obvious reason is to be able to just. And by the way, all of those kids, like, you know, families who have come up through these schools have these clothes. You know what I mean? They already have everything bought from the kid that they've had coming through the system. If they have kids coming under it, they have the outfits. Now they got to go out and buy all new shit. And so it's just like, there's a shitty taste in your mouth.
If you think about it, Jay, it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, you fucking, you know, like, you look, you take your kids or whatever. And, you know, when you were a kid, right, you had to have, like, you know, fucking Levi's jeans or, you know, back in your day, you were in school in the 70s. So you had to get your Jordache and your Calvin Klein and disco jeans going.
Please. I did have LA Gears at one point, though, so.
Yeah, and, you know, your fucking Izod, fucking crocodile, frat boy t-shirt.
I had Izods before they were cool, before they were actually, like, expensive.
Izods were never cool, Jay, and they were always expensive.
No, they weren't. Not when they, back in, like, the 80s or whatever, they definitely weren't.
Beat the shit out of fucking kids like
get
you.
Get the fuck out, fucking, please. Don't Jersey fucking, Vermont.
Your parachute fucking pants.
I think we might have lost Nadia forever. I think she might not be coming back.
I just don't think she wants to deal with us anymore, personally. But.
I mean... I wouldn't want to deal with you either. She was cool.
Oh, please. That's it. Anyway, that's your fuck you day, Jay. So fuck you, Philadelphia public school system.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. That's exactly what I'm not saying. What I'm saying is money grabs in general. Just exactly. Because so I'm sure the superintendents, obviously.
At the Philadelphia public school system.
I'm going to Yankees game on Sunday, Dan.
I figured you were.
Yes, I am. So
did you get
excited.
Free tickets?
I did get free tickets.
There you go. That's good shit. But Jay, whoever gave you free tickets, are they giving you tickets to go fucking sit in the dugout and hang out with Don Mattingly?
They are not, but they are putting me in a box with all the food and booze that you can drink and eat. So
they're going to put me in a box with all the food and
I'm going to put you in a box, Dan. Dan, get in the box.
It's going to be in the ground. It's going to be with a fucking box of Twinkies that I can't eat. I'm fucking dead.
It's going to have an Exotica logo on the casket.
Yeah, better than a fucking Charmin logo, so whatever. I don't know. Anyway, I have no idea. But you know what? Marcella, it was very, very awesome meeting you and spending time here. Thank you for taking time out of your day. Remind everybody where they can find you while they are trolling the internet, looking for something cool.
They can go on my IG. It's Marcella Sobella, or they can join my OnlyFans. It's ilovemarcella.com.
Yeah.
And there it is.
And hopefully come out to Exotica, New Jersey this year in October. And
maybe Miami.
Maybe Miami. That's right.
I would love to go to the mall. It just depends on, you know, my schedule and everything else.
Well, we would love to have you at a mall.
You tell Lainey that to contact me. We're trying to figure out a really cool thing here. Anyway.
Okay. By the way, Dan, Nadia, before I do that. Right?
No,
I'm going straight to this because we'll show Nadia after. We're already talking about dates.
Yep.
That's right.
How many days away is that, Jay?
34, Dan. 34.
34 days away. The countdown is on, people. July 16th through 18th, Chicago, Illinois, in the fine city, actually, of Rosemont at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, Exotica, Chicago. Our 10th anniversary in the Windy City, Chicagoland area.
Things are lining up, man. We're ready.
Dude, get some fucking... Jay's more excited about his deep dish Hawaiian pizza. That's a whole fucking other topic.
I've been dreaming about it.
I want some fucking Portillo's, Chicago beefs. We'll fight about it, but we'll ultimately end up having cold cheeseburgers from McDonald's down the road at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly how it always goes down.
September 17th to 19th at the Miami Airport Convention Center, October 22nd to 24th in Edison, New Jersey at the New Jersey Expo Center. Where is Edison, New Jersey? Come on down, find out. It's a fucking
it's in the middle of everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Just how we like it. And we're making our debut just outside of our nation's capital in Chantilly, Virginia.
Made the decision today that Stormy Daniels is on the exhibitor or on the exhibitor badge for DC. I thought it was apt.
That is awesome. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Apropos. Yes. Can you spell apropos, Jay? I can.
Absolutely not. I can if you let me put it into Word first or Google it and then tell you. And that's how I usually do my spell checks.
But, and, you know, so make sure you come down. We're very bummed out that Nadia is out.
But here she is. If you want to get a much clearer picture of her, you can check out only one Nadia Ali. Although that seems to be not right, because if there was only one, it would just say Nadia Ali. Twitter,
so literal,
yeah. Instagram, and Snapchat. So check her out. She tends to like not fall off that on those social medias much better than she does on Exotica TV.
She was cool as shit or whatever.
I'd have her on again just for the cat, to be honest.
the cat was fucking dope. So, yeah. You know, and hopefully you'll see Nadia at one of our fine Exotica live adult entertainment expo events that we happen to do here that, you know, also has lots of other stuff. So come down, check out seminars, check out some stage shit, dungeon. If you're a swinger, we got that shit for you too. We got everything, people, everything. We're like the basket. Oh, you're back.
Not She's back. Back.
Yeah. We were just going through your plugs for you.
We plugged you again, but we're going to put it up anyways. So there you go.
That's right. Everybody, go find this lovely lady. She was awesome. We were saying how cool you were, and we want to see you at some Exotica events with
only if you bring the cat.
The hairless fucking cat. There you go. The cat. Come in and get a picture with Nadia and her cat.
My love, the Twitter is only Nadia Ali without the one. Yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry, minus the one.
That's what I was given.
Minus the one.
Only Nadia Ali. Only one Nadia Ali? Don't know who and that then, is.
Yeah, and then my OnlyFans is OnlyFans/TheNadiaAli.
TheNadiaAli.
Yeah,
okay. Very well. Right. I'm glad that you came back on because that cleared
up. So my idea, we got a plot to get Jay really fucked up in Chicago, maybe,
and get eyelashes.
And pass out, and then somehow give him eyelash extensions with my pubes.
Can you match the salt and pepper? I just want to make sure before
You know what?
What?
I just figured something out. That's not a hairless cat. That's a cat that she plucked for people's eyelashes.
Ooh, oh, it's cheaper that way.
There you go.
Practice eyelashes.
Awesome. You guys are awesome. We had a great time here. Hopefully you guys did too. Tune in next week. We might be on Friday. We might be on Thursday. We might not be on at all. But you know, we're gonna have cool people on here. Maybe not as cool as these two, but cool. All right, Jay.
You just sold me, man. I'm totally showing up next week.
You totally are. It's gonna be a great show, whatever it is. Because you know what? You're gonna be here, Jay.
That's right.
And you are the wind beneath my wings. So make sure everybody, you stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you next week. But until then, check out tonight's happy ending.
My newest invention here is called the Cobb Quickie. Hands down, the easiest way to butter your corn on the cob on a hot summer day. Simply grab yourself a fresh stick of butter and using our patent-pending firm grip design, place the butter directly onto the center spikes. Then, simply go to town buttering your corn on the cob from top to bottom. No matter what your technique is, get the job done this summer when you use the Cobb Quickie. I have a we'll be right back.